Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Paul, first of all, how are you doing? I just wanted to congratulate you. I've chosen you to be the starter for the National League in the 2024 All-Star Game. I'm really, really excited for you. It's an unbelievable honor and one that's so well-deserved.
How about a round of applause?
Let's go.
Thank you, sir. That's unbelievable. That's awesome.
That was the moment that Paul Skeens learned that he has been chosen. Torrey Lovullo, the manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks. He is the manager for the National League in this year's All-Star Game. But that's when we found out that Paul Skeens found out that he is the starter for the National League in the MLB All-Star Game. Fifth rookie ever, and the first in 29 years since Hideo Nomo in 1995. And Josh Taylor here, by the way, in on the Joe Starkey Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Josh, in for Joe. Play hooky from work and join Joe Starkey at Top Golf for the first round at Royal Troon on Thursday, July 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Joe will broadcast and watch the Open and probably take a swing or two. You can join him, and while you're there, sample Bell's beer, watch day one from Royal Troon, and win prizes. That's the news of the day. Like, Austin Bechtold is here with me. He's on the ones and twos. We pretty much found this information out. We're like, okay, what else do we need to talk about today? And actually, that's not entirely true. There is another piece of a very cool baseball news. It's not Paul Skeens huge, but it's pretty big, and it involves a local product, J.J. Weatherholt, Mars Fighting Planets, West Virginia infielder. He is currently projected as ESPN's number one overall choice in the MLB entry draft coming up this weekend. So it's a big day to talk about baseball in Pittsburgh. Granted, the draft has not happened yet, but there is the very strong expectation. And it's been that way for at least a month now. But as we get closer to the draft, it seems like the likelihood it continues to increase that J.J. Weatherholt, former Mars Fighting Planet, could be the number one overall draft. Or it could be the number one overall pick in the MLB entry draft. So it's a really cool day to talk about baseball in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it was really cool to see, because Skeens joined Dan Patrick on his show, and Torrey Lovullo just surprisingly called in, at least to Skeens' surprise. And Dan Patrick even asked him, like, do you ever get excited? Like, you just say, like, it's cool. Yeah, it's nice. Like, I'm excited. It's unbelievable. It's awesome. That's just the type of guy that he is. Even keeled, doesn't show too much emotion, just goes out there and shoves.
You know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of Shaq. Like, just early career Shaq, like, he never really got, like, overexcited or rattled. You're like, Shaq, big game, how you doing? I'm just, boy, thank you, my mother and my father. I'm just excited and glad to be here. We got another win. Like, his voice has never changed. Like, no emotion, no nothing. Paul Skeens is just, he's Terminator mode. I kind of like it. I think it's kind of fun. The last guy I can think of as far as Pirates that was like that, Jameson Taillon had a little bit of that. But it wasn't to this magnitude. Like, Jameson Taillon had a little bit of, you know, very straight face kind of Terminator, no, very, very Dr. Spock, no emotions. Like, I used to joke that he might be part Vulcan. Star Trek fans, if you know, you know. But yeah, that was the last guy I think that was probably close to that, but Paul Skeens kind of takes it to a whole nother level. Like, just he just doesn't crack.
And he's a guy just so easy to like.
He is easy to like. That's true.
You know, like,
he's very easy to like.
He's probably the most likable pirate since Andrew McCutchen. Dating back, I mean, is he the most likable pirate outside of McCutchen in the last 30 years? Is he becoming more likable than Andrew McCutchen was during his peak? Or at least, will he become that in the next year or so? I think it's possible.
I think it's possible, too. And success will probably shift that perception one way or another. And the better he gets, the more people will probably feel that way. But I could see how he could be likable just from the standpoint of being a very mild-mannered guy, military background, and coming from like a family that just has those values instilled in you from the beginning. It's one of those things that, like, you know, that parents wanted their daughters to meet when they were teenagers. You should go meet that Skeens boy down the street. He's a really nice young man. He's got a great family. His parents are great. His family's in the military. You should go talk to him. He's a nice boy.
Great future ahead of him too.
He's got a great future ahead of him. He's just so set up for success. Like, you all the parental acceptable things that you heard as a teenager about a kid. But yeah, that's I think that says a great point. And it's very rare that those two things intersect.
Yeah.
Generational athlete, incredibly likable. Probably the last person we saw in Pittsburgh like that was Sidney Crosby. Generational athlete, incredibly likable.
Yeah,
that's the last time.
I've talked to people that have played with him, people that know him. We talked to his two coaches at Air Force and LSU.
Okay.
And people just rave about the character, the makeup of the person, and the work ethic. I mean, people like to make
fun
of...
That's the thing I like, the work ethic.
People like to make fun of him in the bullpen and his routine. Like, he has that big, like, blue... I don't even know how to describe it. Like, cylinder-looking thing that he uses to, like, replicate the motion of throwing a pitch. And he uses the band.
He looks like Sisyphus trying to throw the boulder off his shoulders.
He just does every single thing that you can think of.
It's incredible.
To warm up. Throws a football, trying to be the next Steelers starting quarterback in the outfield to warm up. It's crazy. I mean, every Skeens start, I've sat out by the bullpen to watch him warm up. And just the regimen and routine that he warms up with, it draws crowds three deep in the bullpen to watch.
You got to admire, like, the dedication to the just the regimen of it all. Like, in wrestling, they call it the dedication to the gimmick. Like, he totally lives the gimmick. But this is no gimmick. This is a guy who has completely committed himself to being the absolute best he can be every time he's on the mound, and the results are there. Excuse me. We see a lot of different athletes who have great track records. They're hardworking guys. They have great work ethics. But you don't see...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster: wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everything they do pay off the way we've seen it with Paul Skeens, and it's paying off in spades right now. It's really ridiculous if you think about what we've seen from him in 11 starts. 11 starts, and he's starting the All-Star game. It's really, and I talked about this previously on the show, it's really rare that not only you get to witness it, you know, up close, or that you get to witness it in general, but you also get to witness it in your own backyard. We get to go down to the North Shore and see this happen. I got a chance to walk across the bridge from KDKA TV to walk across the bridge to the North Shore with, I think it was Steve Banko, Jeremiah Miller, a couple of producers. And actually, I think we drove. I think Jared Barton might have been driving. Bunch of us rode over there, rode across the bridge to watch this happen, to watch him debut and watch this phenom. And like, you hear the word phenom tossed around, but this guy's a legit phenom. You saw this guy go over and pitch in front of your stadium, in front of your fan base. That is something that if you're in this city right now, and I can't stress this enough, I understand there's that feeling in the back of your head, back in your mind. Like it just kind of sits there. I get that part. You wonder, well, what's going to happen? You wonder when the other shoe is going to drop. I can't think about that right now. I want to watch and see what's in front of me because it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and by God, it's fun to watch in real time, and it's just getting better as it goes.
Like, I know I'm a young guy, and I haven't seen as many All-Star games as a lot of other people, but this is the most excited I've ever been to watch an All-Star game, to watch a game that doesn't count for anything. It's not like the winner has home field in the World Series anymore. Just an exhibition of the best of the best, but it's the best All-Star game out of any of the four major sports. And, I mean, the only other time that rivals it for me is when Josh Bell was in the Home Run Derby. That year when he was hitting balls over the batter's eye, into the river. But that wasn't the game itself. Like, the Pirates have had games with four representatives. Remember when, like, McCutcheon made it, Josh Harrison made it, Melanson, Jason Grilley, all the great bullpen guys that they had. But nothing, and this is just for one inning that Skeens is likely going to pitch, maybe two, is what's driving so many people from this city to the TV. And then also, Brian Reynolds is in the game too. Let's not forget about that. And he has been on an absolute heater over the last month and a half.
No, to your point, I was trying to think of the last time I was this engaged in an All-Star game. And I had to think back, and I think it's 1999. I think that's it. And it was Pedro Martinez.
At home.
At home in Boston. And bear in mind, this was the Mark McGwire, Sammy. This is like right after the Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa chase in 98. And those guys were in the starting lineup. This is the group of hitters that Pedro Martinez faced in the 1999 All-Star game. Barry Larkin led off at short, struck him out swinging. Larry Walker was the second hitter. I think he was the DH. Struck him out looking. Sammy Sosa struck him out swinging in five pitches. Goes in for the second inning. Mark McGwire struck him out swinging in four pitches. Matt Williams reaches on an error, and then Jeff Bagwell, he strikes out Bagwell swinging, and then Matt Williams is caught stealing, so it was a caught stealing double play. He struck out five of the six guys he faced, and we're talking about all-time hitters here. That's the last time I saw something that was that intriguing in an All-Star game, because Pedro came in, one of the best pitchers in the game at the time, and he mowed down the best hitters in the game. We get a chance to see that Tuesday. We might see Paul Skeens mow down some of the best hitters in the AL on Tuesday.
Didn't he win All-Star Game MVP?
I believe he did. Let me double check.
How often do we see a pitcher win All-Star Game MVP? Usually it's a batter with a big home run or a clutch hit in the 7th, 8th, or 9th. But to see, especially a starting, well, any pitcher, win All-Star Game MVP is just very rare, because of how few instances they have to play in the game. They get an inning. They get like three, four, five batters where somebody will have three at-bats.
He was the MVP. Pedro's the MVP in 99. They won that game 4-1. They won the All-Star game 4-1, and Pedro was the MVP because he struck out five out of six dudes. And the sixth guy got on because of an error. Like, what? We could see that in real time come Tuesday. That's nuts. That's absolutely insane. Now, bear in mind, we're talking about all of this, and this is coming off the heels of what we saw yesterday. So now, coming off that performance yesterday, seven no-hit innings, now this guy's walking onto the mound at the All-Star game with all eyes in baseball on Paul Skeens. We got to take a break because we're really, really up against it. But we come back. We're taking your phone calls, 412-928-9370. Paul Skeens starting in the All-Star game. When's the last time you were excited to watch an MLB All-Star game? For me, it was 1999. Austin, what year did you say it was for you?
Oh, man.
Or is this the first one for you?
This is going to be the most exciting one.
There
by
you
far.
Go. Like, I think maybe before 99 might have been 95 when Hideo Nomo started, and he was also a rookie then, too. I got to go back and look up that box score and see how that one went. But
trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.